Chapter 12. A Trade. I hate leaving Nana with that horrible pack of hungry wolves, but what can I do? As long as I come back with the food, Nana will be fine, and then we can go save Owen. Jonah, Lolly, Prince, and I go climbing back up the ladder to the tree mansion. Lolly catapults herself up to the middle of the ladder, taking the rungs by threes. Jonah's up in 2 seconds with Prince under his arm. Then I hurry up the rungs as fast as I can. While I catch my breath, Jonah and Lolly rush inside. Jonah heads right for the mini-fridge on the tree trunk. "Press the button," I say. He does. Nothing happens. "Press harder," Lolly orders. He does. Still nothing. "Let me try," I say, running over. I press the button in as hard as I can. "Please open," I beg the frosted door. "Please." It still doesn't open. Ah, we can't return without the hot dogs, or Nana will be dinner. I press again. The door doesn't budge. No, no, no. There is no time for this. Jonah peers more closely at the button. "It's stuck on the side," he says. "See, that edge is a little bent in."
"No!
We have to get that fridge open," I say. "It's the only way to save Nana."
"Stand back, people," Lolly says.
We do. She steps back, too, and takes a running leap, her leg outstretched toward the button. Her foot hits the button really hard, and the door pops open.
"Yeah!"
Jonah shouts.
"Go, Lolly!"
Lolly beams. "You should really start a gymnastics team," I tell her.
"I don't know what that is, but it sounds fun," she says.
She grabs the hot dogs and buns. "Do we have to cook them?" she asks.
"Hot dogs are pre-cooked. And anyway, the wolves eat people," Jonah says. "And they were about to eat Prince. I think they'll be okay with cold meat."
"Good point," I say.
"But I'll give them some ketchup," Jonah says, grabbing a ketchup bottle and squirting some onto each hot dog, just to help the taste.
I grab pretzels, too, plus some cake, confetti cake, and some of the drinks. I leave the McDooleys a quick note to explain, plus Nana's $20 on the kitchen counter. Lolly grabs a shopping bag from a closet, puts the food inside, and then we all rush out. We scamper down the ladder and run as fast as we can back to where the wolf pack is holding Nana hostage for the food. I can see Nana backed up against a tree, the wolves guarding her.
"Yay!" Nana says. "Here come the kids."
Tina turns around.
"Took you long enough, slowpokes."
"Are you okay, Nana?" I ask worriedly. "They didn't hurt you."
"I'm absolutely fine," Nana says. "I knew I could count on you."
I smile and give her a hug.
"Keep the annoying family chit-chat for later," Tina snaps, snatching the shopping bag out of Lolly's hands. "Let me make sure everything is here."
She pokes her snout in, then looks back at us.
"Fine, go. Save my useless brother."
Nana gives Tina an angry stare.
"I'm very disappointed in you." "Whatevs," Tina says, handing her brothers a hot dog each.
"Ooh, is that confetti cake?"
she adds, licking her lips. With the wolf pack busy stuffing their faces, we rush away toward the treehouse. My watch says that it's 5:45. I see that the sun is about to drop into the horizon, which means we're running out of time. Owen's running out of time.
"Owen, we're coming!"
I shout. We arrive at the hunter's treehouse. The hunter's horse is tied to a tree, and he looks sad. Lolly scratches him behind the ears, and he whinnies. Aw. Then we make a plan. Lolly and Jonah decide to climb up a tree across from the hunter's house to try to see inside. Meanwhile, Nana, Prince, and I hide behind another tree, waiting for them to come back with a scoop. Soon, Jonah and Lolly rush back over to us.
"I saw Owen. He's waking up," Lolly says. "He's on the floor and rubbing his head. And the hunter is sitting at his desk, sharpening his arrows.
That does not sound good. Nothing good comes from sharpening arrows.
I'm going to reason with the hunter, Nana says.
Wish me luck.
She strides toward his treehouse and starts climbing up the ladder. Good luck, Nana, I call out nervously. I run to a closer tree so I can see what's happening. Lolly, Jonah, and Prince follow me. Nana reaches the treehouse door and knocks.
Hello, Huntsman. Open up. I need to talk to you.
I watch as the door opens and the hunter appears. His beard looks even scruffier than it did before, even though it's only been a few hours. When he sees Nana, he scowls.
It's you, he yells.
Nana looks surprised.
Yes, have we met?
Not officially, he snaps, but I watched you run away from my treehouse after you knocked me unconscious.
Uh-oh. What in the world are you talking about?
Nana asks, clearly confused.
I was in the bathroom, and I heard someone moving around in my house, the huntsman explains angrily. I came out to see a young girl looking at my animal heads, and then someone else attacked me from behind.
The hunter frowns at Nana.
When I came to, I spotted you leaving my treehouse, which means you attacked me. I did not, Nana says, aghast. If it wasn't you, then who else could it have been?
Jonah and I exchange a glance.
Oops, Jonah mutters. Mr. Hunter?
He steps out from behind the tree.
Jonah, shush,
Nana says, waving her hand down at us behind her back.
I'm sorry. It was an accident, though. I apologize.
She apologizes,
Jonah says. Nana is taking the blame for Jonah.
Apology not accepted, the hunter says. Now go away. I have a wolf to attend to.
But
Nana reaches out to stop him. As she does, I see her slipper slide on the top rung of the ladder. And the next thing I know, Nana is falling to the ground.